Yasmani Tomas was one of the Diamondbacks' big acquisitions during the offseason as they signed him out of Cuba, and he has not disappointed with the bat. Tim McMaster here, joined by MLBPipeline.com's Bernie Pleskoff. And Bernie, when you look at what Tomas has done in that lineup, what do you like?
Tim, Tomas is kind of a puzzle. I look at him every day and I see something different. 6'2", 255 solid, strong pounds. And right now, he's playing third base for the Diamondbacks. I'm not sure that's going to be his ultimate position. For me, I think he's going to end up in the outfield. Third base is not his natural position, and it shows. He's getting better, but it's not natural to him. He does still think a little bit instead of just reacting naturally. He has a little bit of difficulty going to his right now as opposed to his left. And balls hit at him are kind of an adventure. But I want to stress that he's getting better at it with the greater repetition. The longer he gets used to it, the more he gets used to it. He can play third base. The big things about him are his bat and his speed. Tomas has improved his hitting by shortening his swing and using a quicker wrist and quicker hands through the ball, taking the ball more to center field now than to right field when I saw the bat lag a little bit earlier in the season. The power hasn't come yet. He hasn't hit the home runs. But eventually, I think that's going to come. Right now, you're seeing gap doubles, right center. This is a guy who could emerge as the power threat they thought they were getting, but right now a very solid hitter.
Obviously, he's had to put in a lot of effort to learn third base. What still has to be done there, and what does he have to do with the bat to improve and get that power stroke?
On defense, it has to come more naturally to him. It's got to be constant repetition. And, you know, being in game conditions is not the same as batting practice or taking ground balls. So once he gets more comfortable there, you can almost see the light going on. It's a transition not only to a new country, to new food, to new culture, to new habits, which we sometimes forget about guys who came over from any foreign country. But in Cuba, he was caught once trying to leave, and like many players, tried again and made it out. So this is a time of transition for Yasmani Tomas. And what he has to do is get more comfortable with Major League Baseball and Major League pitchers. And A, balls hit to him in the infield, and B, using his wrists and his arms and his legs and shortening his swing at the plate and getting those hands through quicker. But ultimately, like I said, he may find himself in the outfield for the Diamondbacks. This is a work in progress. It is by no means finished.